Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Stephen King is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force. They help small businesses just like you with their financial management on a number of different levels, and especially if you use QuickBooks, right? Right, Steve?
That's right, Jim.
So we're talking about doing a better job of being committed to being a better CEO, which primarily means doing a better job of the financial management of your company. And when we're talking about being the CEO and the financial manager of your company, we're not talking about the nuts and bolts necessarily, although that's part of what you and I talk about. But today, we're talking really about the big scorecard, right? The big numbers that move everything, the macro numbers, like your overall gross profit percentage, what's required for you to cover your expenses. What does that need to be? And if you have $1 million in sales, then what kind of gross profit do you have to get from those sales to be able to cover your expenses and put a little bit on the bottom line? That's all part of it. And talk to us some more about how we drive the gross profit number.
Well, so once you figure out pricing, that's the most important decision you're going to make as a business owner. Well, a simple change to pricing will have a profound impact on the profit. Once you figure out how to price your jobs right, now you've got to go find those right clients, right? The right clients at the right price, where they get the most value. And so what we suggest is you want to look at the second decision is where do you invest your limited sales and marketing budget to get the biggest ROI? And so we've created a Growth Force sales scorecard to help you look at what causes profit. You know, I'm amazed how many businesses measure the success of the sales organization based on sales, based mm-hmm. on top-line revenue. Not all sales are created alike. And by studying the profitability of what caused sales in the past, what marketing campaign, what sales reps generated, how much profit, I'm sorry, by studying what caused profits in the past and not just top line, then you can start to figure out what sales reps are selling commodity and what sales reps are selling value. Mm-hmm. What marketing campaigns generated the most gross profit last year? And that's how you decide whether or not to invest. I have one client who was trying to decide whether or not to get $250,000 invested in one marketing campaign. And because we added a field into the QuickBooks system, we put a drop-down menu on every client. What was the lead source for that client? Then we could run a job profitability report by lead source mm-hmm. and show them that what they thought was the best performing program was their third best. They switched to private equity and venture capital campaigns because that's where the most profits were.
Right.
Even though this other trade show generated a lot of sales, it was low margin sales.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I learned this lesson as a sales rep decades ago when I worked for Xerox, every year, January, the first week of January, we had a meeting and I had a completely new compensation plan. Whatever I had learned and been successful with the year before, whatever I was going to have in the new year was completely different. And what that told me was how they wanted to drive gross profit. They were motivating me. So what something I sold last year that they couldn't, they wanted me to sell a truckload of every day, right? This year they didn't want that anymore. They wanted something else. And it wasn't just more. It wasn't just, they didn't just give me a bigger budget. They gave me a budget that was stratified around what they wanted me to sell. And I had to relearn that every year.
Yeah, because what causes profits, right? That's what they're focusing on, not the top line.
That's right. In the internals, what you might say the internals of the top line, right? What are the individual elements of the top line?
Yeah, the drivers, right? What causes profit?
And don't you think that most people who have a sales force, especially a commission sales force, they don't use their salespeople activity to drive that as much as they should. Don't you agree with that?
I agree. I really mean this. I see it all the time where sales reps are paid on sales. It makes sense. But if you take that extra step and commission them based on the gross profit, you're going to make more money because you're going to drive the right behavior. They're not going to give away that 10% discount.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics are staggering. If you offer a 10% discount and you have a 30% gross margin, you got to sell 10% more
That's
business.
Right.
It's like 20% more business just to make the same dollars. That 10% discount will kill you. We've got a whole blog on that that will explain how the worst thing you can do is offer a discount. By compensating your sales reps based on gross profit, you'll end up getting more profit.
You cannot let your salespeople sell what they want to sell. Now, you have to sell customers what they want to buy. You have to serve customers, but even that can be, you can make adjustments to that sometimes. But if you let your sales rep sell what they want to sell, they'll put you out of business.
100%.
And the reason I know is because I was one once. Hey, I need your website, Steve.
It's www.growthforce.com.
Tell us about it.
And we outsource bookkeeping, accounting, controller services for companies and nonprofits that use QuickBooks.
And they do it very well, too, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen it. I've seen him do it. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.